afternoon, man. How's it going?
Howdy.
It's been a little bit. It's been a little bit since the last time we talked. Now you've got the new project.
Yes.
The solo-ish-esque project.
Yes. Got a record coming out. May 6th is our...
We've got a launch date.
Launch date. That is our release date, May 6th. And we're excited, man. We're just kind of ramping up this release. You know, promoting it, getting out there, getting to stations, getting to doing interviews like this, you know, talking about the record. And actually, we got a pre-order right now, so people can actually get the record early. So if you want it before May 6th, you can go do that. I've got a Kickstarter going.
Gotcha.
You can go to jareddeckmusic.com, and there's a big picture right there on the front page that says, click now to pre-order. So,
gotcha.
Anyway, we're excited, man. It's a whole new realm, and you know, I think people are gonna really enjoy this record. I mean, you know, it's pretty personal to me. I think people around here are really gonna get it and really like it.
Yeah,
yeah.
And I was gonna ask you how all that's coming along. I mean, I've seen you post a few things about the Kickstarter and everything like that. Is everything going according to plan? Did the record go according to plan?
Yeah, absolutely. Just unbelievable. You know, I worked with Wes Sharon over at 115 Recording in Norman. And, you know, Wes has produced some of the best records that have come out in the last few years. You know, John Fulbright stuff, Parker Millsap, the Grams, if you know those guys. And then also Turnpike Troubadours. He's had a hand in just about everything they've done. And anyway, I worked with Wes. Man, Wes was fantastic. It was just like, I don't know, it was like meeting my best friend. You know what I mean? Like for the first time. I mean, you know, like a musical best friend. I mean, he understands songs like nobody I've ever met, and he gets the people who write them, and
gotcha.
And you know, and so for me, I mean, I was able to walk in there and sit down with him, and he would say, you know, I think you could do that better, and you know what, he was right.
Yeah,
and he would challenge me, and man, I just keep trying to step up.
Yeah,
and you know, and that's been the big thing here is just consistently, you know, working harder, trying to step up my game, trying to become a better songwriter, trying to become a better man in the process.
Right.
And,
gotcha.
You know, and all that kind of comes together.
So what's been the biggest challenge then with this whole project? What has been the biggest obstacle for you to get over?
I think the biggest obstacle for me to get over was just self-doubt. I mean,
yeah.
I think, you know, you hear that a lot, and, but, you know, but... You
know, I don't want to sound like a cliche, but...
But here it is. You know, I come from a town of 1,200 people over at Thomas.
Right.
And, you know, when you grow up in a town that small, it's hard to have big dreams. You know, we're kind of taught to manage expectations, you know, put our nose to the grindstone and just get to work.
Sounds familiar.
And that's, you know, and that's what we do. And but I think for me, you know, my dreams, I just had to have more. You know,
right.
Music for me isn't something I can quit.
Right.
And, you know, and if that's the case, if you've got something you just can't quit, that means you're meant to do it.
Gotcha.
And I, you know, just keep pushing, keep persevering. And really that's been the key, has just been, you know, there've been, you know, things, this has all been, just a fantastic ride here this last year, and everything seems like it's been going uphill just the way we want it to go. But you know, there are times when there's a lull, when you're waiting to get that email back, waiting to get that phone call back, you know, seeing who, you know, who's out there.
The hurry up and wait game.
Yeah. And that's tough. You know, when that's going on, you know, you start pitching your music to different people and you say, hey, you know, could you work with this? And
right.
And you know, you wonder if people are going to like it. And, you know, sure enough, the feedback's been fantastic so far. You know, I've really got a great team working around me now.
Right.
And, man, we're excited to put this record out there and let people hear it and enjoy it.
Right on. Right on. Now, I don't know if we could talk about this or bring this up. There's a picture of you signing some paperwork.
Yeah.
That I saw. What was that?
Okay. I secured a distribution deal with Sony Red. Red is the distribution arm of Sony Records. It's not a record deal.
Right.
It's a distribution deal, so nobody's throwing any money at me.
Right. They're just going to help you get it out there.
They're just going to, but anyway, yeah, so Sony Red is going to put the record out.
Awesome.
And they'll do a fantastic job getting it across all the different platforms online. So I'm really excited about that. Having them as a partner going forward is pretty exciting.
Was that a little bit of a weight off your mind? Because I know, I mean, being the independent guy, anyways, it's tough because, I mean, everything is by the sweat of your own brow.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, if you're an independent guy, does that distribution deal, I mean, does that take a little bit of the weight off your shoulders? Because I know getting it to all the outlets and everything like that is a pain in the neck and it's expensive.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, it's a huge weight off my shoulders because, I mean, you know, as an independent, like you said, you're doing every step of the way. So
right.
When you find a partner who's capable, who you know will get the job done, that's one less thing you got to worry about.
Right on.
You, it's just like, it's like having a really, you know, a solid coworker, you know, somebody right. you can depend on.
Gotcha. Let's talk a little bit about the record now. Now, you sent me this this link to some of the tracks. Tell me a little bit about the one that you said you wanted to take in. Was it Hell on Wheels?
Yeah,
we're gonna, the one we're going to take in.
We're going to do Hell on Wheels today. I'll tell you this album, you know, for me, like I said, it's very personal. You know, a lot of the songs are about, you know, overcoming failure and kind of dealing with some of the things that we deal with out here in Western Oklahoma, out here in country folk, you know.
Right.
And you know, whether or not, you know, it's you know, I've got one song called Grace. It kind of deals with the crisis of faith. You know, another one called The American Dream. That's just about, you know, how difficult it is. You know, no matter how hard you work, sometimes it's a lot tougher than you think it ought to be. And I got all these different songs, but then when there's Hell on Wheels, and Hell on Wheels is kind of the fun tune on the record.
Gotcha.
It's about a gal who's well, she's hell on wheels, and you know, and these. Yeah, these songs tell a story, you know?
Right.
And each one of them, you know, some of them are more serious than this, but on this song, I mean, to me, this actually has a serious background, you know? You always know those people who are quite the handful, but the story behind them is usually just as important as they are.
Right, exactly.
So, and that's a little bit what this song's about.
Gotcha. Okay, well, let's take it in. Here we go. Now, what's the name of the record?
It's actually self-titled.
Self-titled record.
Yeah.
So here's Jared Deck. From the album Jared Deck, Hell on Wheels, on the back roads of 96.5 KECO.
You can go to jareddeckmusic.com, and on the front page, there's a big picture. You can just click on that. It says click here to pre-order. And it'll take
so click on the thing that says click here.
That's right.
Makes perfect sense, Jared.
Total. And
you're really nailing that keep it simple thing.
You know, I've got some friends and family members that, you know, some of my best friends, you know, those poor guys. I mean,
right.
You know, I literally have to spell it out for them sometimes. You know?
Well, I think you did a great job. Big words, click here. I don't know, honey. Do you think we should click here?
Heck yeah. But anyway, it'll take you right over to the Kickstarter page. And actually, there are different levels you can do, but you get the copy. You get it earlier than May 6th.
Right.
I think if you do $25, you get it April 26th.
Right on.
And anyway, it's like a week forward.
So did you go on these Kickstarter perks? Because I know sometimes people go like way out in outer space with these things. And
yeah.
There are some crazy things you can get. What is the craziest perk you've got for your Kickstarter donors?
Well, I was going to give away a guitar.
Right.
And then I sold that guitar. So it worked out.
So you still got the money from it?
No. I still got the money from it. So anyway, no. Actually, yeah, $500 gets you a concert in your house.
Nice.
Or, you know, at a party or something, whatever you're having. So,
right on.
Anyway, that's probably the best, the coolest perk on there.
Gotcha, okay.
Yeah. You know, it's funny. I had a... I was playing a gig one night, and it was a Valentine's Day show, speaking of which, a couple of years ago, and this gal, she asked, she was there by herself at this
point,
and she said, you know, how much for you to serenade me at home? And I said, well, I'm not too sure, hon. I'm cheap, but I'm not easy.
You got to go to the Kickstarter for
that.
You
got to go to the Kickstarter,
for that one, sweetie. All right, let's see. We're 10 away from the 5 o'clock hour. We got the Backroads News Break with Paul Joseph coming up in just a few. When we come back, we're going to have an in-studio performance from Jared Deck. You can watch live at KECOFM.com from our KECO app or from Periscope. I'm scoping.
Scoping.
It sounds disgusting, but it's true. We're scoping right now. If you follow me on Twitter at OnAirBrandon, you can watch via Periscope. We'll have that in-studio performance right after this on 96.5 KECO in the Backroads. Hey, Jared, what tune are you going to play for us, man?
This is one off the record. It's called Wait For You.
Wait For You on the Backroads of 96.5 KECO.
Drinking heaven here, singing nightingale. Take me back to that night when you were 17, I was headed east. We'd meet on down the pike with a sigh of belief. Made a promise we couldn't keep. Driving south to see how your mom got clean. I got lost on the track when you were 21. I was running gone, thought we'd never get back. With a sigh of regret, made a promise that we'd forget. I'd still wait for you. Thought you'd found the one to give you life and love. I never once crossed your mind when you were 25 and I was flying high. Thought we'd left this behind with a sigh of belief. Made a promise that we would leave. I'd still wait for you. Dancing to the band, standing hand in hand, all these thoughts come to life. 'Cause now you're 32 and I stand across from you. We met on down the pipe with a sigh for the truth. Made the promise of our youth. I'd still wait. I'd still wait for you.
I can dig it, man. It's good stuff. All right, real quick, you want to play a quick round of rapid fire?
Let's do it.
It's this fun little thing that we do. Five quick questions. You answer off the top of your head. We promise not to get too crazy with it. I'll be a gentleman, Jared. All right.
I don't believe that for a second.
You've hung out with me too long. All right, here we go. Question number one. What artist have you recently discovered that has you really excited?
Ooh, that's a great question. Top of my head?
Yeah, just top of your head.
Dan Martin.
Gotcha.
He's out of Tulsa, actually. He's a little songwriter up there, man. Kid kind of sounds like Towns.
Right on.
Yeah.
Right on. All right. Question number two. What is the greatest album of all time, in your opinion?
Greatest album of all time has got to be Revolver by the Beatles, man.
Nice.
I know.
Nice.
Everybody expects me to give a country record, man, but Revolver, it's
all right.
That's it, man.
Abbey Road is the one for me.
Yeah.
I always go back to Abbey Road. So at least we're in the same Beatles universe.
Yeah.
There. All right, question number three. If you could be one animal, which one would you be and why?
Oh, I would definitely be a tiger.
A tiger?
Yeah.
Because they're great.
Man, yes, that's exactly right.
Okay.
I really like Frosted Flakes. Hey, Frosted Flakes, you can mail that check too. Man, how about Peyton Manning?
I know. You know,
he's getting a check.
Now you're trying to pull that Peyton Manning on my show. Okay. Number four, name one person that you would brag about taking a punch from.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Dude, that's easy, man.
Okay.
Mike Tyson.
I asked about four different people that question. Yeah. Everybody's like, Iron Mike, man. Hands down, Iron Mike. All right, question number five.
Have you watched that guy punch? My gosh.
Yeah, well, I watched him hit Steve-O at the Charlie Sheen roast on Comedy Central.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, he didn't even really hit Steve-O. He just put his fist out there. Steve-O ran into his fist, and it still broke his nose.
Oh.
And didn't have to swing. All right, question number five. What commercial last night during the Super Bowl made you giggle the most?
Helen Mirren.
Well played.
Yeah.
The website is jareddeckmusic.com.
That's correct.
Click the big words that say click here to go to the Kickstarter. Get involved. The album is slated for a May release?
May 6th. But you can get it early through Kickstarter.
Gotcha. So go to Kickstarter. Get involved. You can get it earlier than May 6th. Album self-titled, Jared Deck, coming out May 6th. Thank you very much for stopping by, sir.
Thank you.